Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tav Kuf Samach Hei, mitzvah 565. The Isser of a Tamei person going into the Machane Leviyah. There are three mitzvos that are related to Tumah, Knisas Tumah to a certain area, and we will review them. This is the third that we are doing. Says the Torah right here in Parashat Kiseitse, Perach of Gimel Pasuk Yud, Kiseitse Machane Al Oivecha, when you go out in battle against your enemy, V'nishmarta Mikol Davara, you must be guarded from anything negative, from any Davara. Rashi alludes to the fact, Shas Satan Mekat during Shas Melchama, one has to be extra careful. The Satan is Bekatreg at times of Sakana. Says the Archaim HaKadosh, Pirish, Hagam Shiesh Dikduke Averus, Shashem Lo Yanish Aleihem. Even though there are certain Averus that Hashem does not punish immediately for. Vim Yanish Yehe Onish Kal, and even if he does, it's a lenient punishment. Modia HaKasiv, the Torah lets us know here, Shabashas HaSakana, Shehu Bizman, Sheyotzim Aleiveyem, at a time when Bnei Yisrael are in din, when they are at their existence are hanging in the balance, so that's when the Mekatregim and Shemayim are saying, do they deserve it? Tzrichim Shmira Mikol Tikduke Averos Kaomro Mikol Davara. That's why any Davara, one has to be very careful at this time when one is going Bishas Melchama. So that is on the one hand, you have Rashi who says it is a more of a metaphysical danger that the Satan is mekatrig. If you look in the Ramban is a little more practical. The Ramban says right here, Shasatan mekatrig, he quotes Rashi, and then he quotes, V'hanachon be'enai, binyan ha-mitzvah azos, but what I think is correct regarding this mitzvah, and why it's so dangerous is, because what does a battlefield normally look like? Ki akasav yazhir, ba'is asher achet matsui bo. People aren't as careful when they're in the battlefield. Chet is matsui, v'hayodea b'minhagi ha-machanas, hayotzas la-mochama. Those generals, those officers know what it's like. Ki yochlu kol toeva pil, eat anything they find. Yigzalu v'yechamsu v'lo yisboshishu, afilu b'niyuf v'kol nevela. Many disgusting acts are made acceptable in a time of battle. Yes, there are certain areas of halacha that one can be makel on. The Gemara at the end of the first parak of Erevin discusses Netilas Yadayim, and certain types of gezel might be mutter b'shas b'cham, it might not be called gezel, but everything else, it's still aser. And yet, there are problems with it. Hayishar b'bnei adam b'tivo, those who are normally straight, yislabesh achzarius v'chema k'tzeis machane al ha'oyev, could take on a different nature when they're on the battlefield, is under pressure. V'yalkein, that's why the pasuk has a special warning. Even though the halacha that we're going to learn from this mitzvah applies always, but the context of the pasuk is in terms of battle. K'tzeis machane al ha'oyevcha, we have to be careful, v'nishmartem mikol davar ra. That is the mitzius that one has on a battlefield. And the Yazayim LaTorah says, the Rabban is even more amazing if you think about what we have spoken about before in the Parsha Shoftim regarding the Chosri Me'archei HaMelchama. The Kohen gets up, the appointed Kohen, it says whoever didn't fulfill all of their requirements, and he gives a lot of cover-ups to those people who want to return, who those people are scared. People who built the house, or planted the vineyard, v'chulu, or people who are scared. And really, what does Chazal say? They're scared of their Averis. So who's left on the battlefield? Only the Tzadikei Ador. And even the Tzadikei Ador have this warning, based on the Ramban. V'yafal pi, says Rav Saratzkin, Shayotzim b'machane Yisrael minukim mikol avon. Even though those are on the battlefield in those days are clean of any sin. Ki ayarei for Malchus Beis David. Ki ayarei v'racha levav me'avira shebiyado shavim archos ha-melchama. Those who talked between putting on their tefillin shel yad and shel rosh, they're not on the battlefield. And still, they have to warn here. Why? Acharei she'im in le'met lechon b'melchama. Since if they wouldn't have what to eat, they're allowed to eat dvar masurim v'tzmeim. V'davar zemo l'teva ra v'alulam heim lachto b'chol davar. Because they are allowed to violate certain isurim, especially macholas asuros, that could affect them. And it could change who they are and who they have been all their life. So this is the pasuk going into our mitzvah. The background is, when we go out to war, one has to be very careful. So one of the halachas, the specific one for our mitzvah is, ki yiyev echa ish asher lo yet tahor mikre laila, a man who is not tahor mikre laila, and he has a type of ri'iyah at night, v'yatzal michus l'machaneh, lo yavol tocha machaneh. He will go out, he's not allowed to stay in the camp. The isser of a tamei person being in the machaneh leviyah. Not in the machane, the inner machane that we had earlier. V'hayol lifnos, just finished the story though. V'hayol lifnos erev yirchas b'mayim. When it gets close to evening, he will go to the mikvah. You go the whole day, but either way, he has to go to before nighttime. Ukevo Hashemesh, and when the sun sets, yavo el tocha machane. And then he can come into the machane and take care of what he needs. He becomes a tevul yom. Interesting lashon that the Torah uses here, that lo asher lo yet tahar mikra laila. The Gemara at the beginning of Maseches Pesachim, if you remember, discusses also by the Mabul. When the animals went onto the Teva, the Torah describes them as Mina Behema HaTahora U'mina Behema Asher Einena Tahora. That's how it's described, and the Torah, the Gemara uses that to teach me La'olam Al Yotzi Adam Davar Meguna Mipiv. A person should never have a Davar Meguna go out of his mouth. Even, of course, not a Davar Menuval, that's for sure, Asher, but even a Davar Meguna. Shahare, the Torah says. The Gemara says, "Ikei makasev shmona osios lahotzi devar meguna mipiv." The Torah went out of its way to add on 8 extra letters instead of just saying tame animals. It says einena tahora animals, or later on mina behema tahora mina behema asher einena tahora. Or the third pshat, the third version is Rav Papa, our pasuk, Rav Papa Amrteisha, Shneimar ki yevacha ish asher lo yet tahar mikra laila. Right, so our pasuk is quoted as one of those examples of a pasuk that could have been written in shorter form, but it was written in longer form to teach us that a davar meguna shouldn't come out of your mouth. It's a little difficult because we know there are a lot of times the Torah does say the word tame. So some say, oh, maybe the psukim by Noach, the message is that there is not a halachic context. And therefore, it doesn't have to be so exact in the words. And that's why you can say inena tahora. But obviously, in a halachic context, it has to say tame. The problem is our pasuk. Our pasuk is in a halachic context, and yet it still says inena tahora. Asher lo yet tahor mikra laila. In any case, this is the source for the isser of a tame person not being allowed to go into Machane Levia. The Rambam writes, and the Sefer HaChinuch also has this, there are 3 mitzvos related to a tamei person and going into some place where he's not allowed to go. There's a mitzvah asei d'oraisa, to send out tameim. The Rambam writes, l'shaleach tameim min hamikdash. That is a mitzvah asei of the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchas Bias Mikdash, and we have this also back in Sefer Bamidbar. The first mitzvah, the first 2 mitzvahs in Sefer Bamidbar tell us, if you remember, mitzvah Shin Samach Beis Bamidbar has no mitzvahs, Parshas Naso. The first one is mitzvah Shiluach Tmeim, Chutz Mimachan Eshchina, L'Shalech Tmeim Chutz L'Machan Eshchina. The question is, what is included in the Daraisa? Is it only out of Machan Eshchina, the mitzvahs I say? What about out of Machan Levia? There is the other Isser. There are 2 Isurim as well, the Mrs. Asay of sending out the Tameim, and then the two Isurim that a tiny person is not allowed to be in the Mikdash, and a tiny person is not allowed to be in on Harabayas. Mikdash means Machane Shechina, Harabayas means Machane Leviya. And then Machane Yisrael is allowed to be in. Only a separate din of Mitzora, he's not allowed to be even in Machane Yisrael. But that is the mitzvos that are described in the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar and Farshas Naso. The Rambam has, the Seir Chinuch has, and the Rambam, based on the Rambam, a mitzvah asei to send out the Tameim, and then a mitzvah losa asei, shalo yikanis tamei b'chol ha migdash. That is the Isser. So 2 of them are in Naso, and the 3rd one is right here. This pasuk agrees, as we just read, it must be sent out of Harabayas, which is Machane Leviya. If you read the Rambam now, insight in some of the halachos of Hilchas Bias Mikdash in Perek Gimel. The Rambam says, Mitzvah Zasei L'Shalei Kol HaTameim in HaMikdash. It's a Mitzvah Zasei to send all Tamei people out of the base of Mikdash. Shenemar V'Shalchum in HaMachane Kol Tzarua V'Chol Zav V'Chol Tamei L'Nafesh. The Gemara says that's 3 different stages. Tzarua, Mitzvah has to be sent out of all 3. Azav has to be sent out of 2. That's today's Isser, even out of Machane Leviya. Tamei L'Nafesh has to be sent out of 1. Someone who's Tamei Meis. Zeh ha-machane ha-omer kan machane shechina. Shemi Pesach Ezra Yisrael v'lefnim. V'chulu, and he continues. The Rambam then says, U'mishalchin zavin zavos nidos yoldos chutz l'shtei machanos. Shu chutz l'harabayis. V'pnei shein metamin mishkav v'moshav. That's our mitzvah, today's mitzvah. You send them out of even 2 machanos. The Rambam does not mention Balkari here, which is the Pashup Shat of the Pasik. That's a little difficult. The Mishnah Lamelech discusses that here, but that is the Rambam's source of the Isser Bias Mikdash. Isser of going into the base of Mikdash or into Harabayas when one is Tame. So says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shenimna Kol Tame Meikanis Bamachana Leviya Shedimyona Lohadoros Harabayas. One is not allowed to go into Machane Leviya, which that was in the Midbar, translating Bizman Hazeh onto Harabayas. She'al zeh ne'amar, that's what the Pasuk says, Ashki yevacha ish, she'lo yeh tar mikra layla, lo yavo el toch hamachane. The Minchas Chinuch points out that the Sefer Chinuch here is lav dafka. When the Sefer Chinuch says all tamei people are not allowed to be on Tahara Bayis, that's lav dafka. It means tamei people similar to the balkeri that is described in the Torah, meaning the category of tuma hayotseis megufo, kagon, zav, zava, nida, yoledes, mitzora, where these aren't all the mechusri kapara. Neither doesn't have to bring a carbon. Azav, Azava, a Yoledes, a Mitzora, those four are the Mechusri Kapara. They're telling me they even have to bring a carbon. As a Nida and a Balkari do not have to bring a carbon. But they're all, those are the ones, the people who are at Tumash, a Yosei, Lo Migufo, those are the ones that apply in this Isser. V'chein continues the Chinuch now. Amru Zecharno Lavracha. Chazal explained this mitzvah, as we already said outside. But now let's see it. The Yatzal Michus LaMachaneh Zu Machaneh Shechina. Right, you should go out of the Machaneh. That's the first Machaneh. Lo Yavo Altocha Machaneh Zu Machaneh Leviya. That's the second Machaneh. You must go out. Anybody has Tumah Hayotzei Alav Migufo. Maskav LaRavina, he quotes the Gemara in Psachim Samaches. Maybe they're both talking about Machaneh Shechina. Maybe there's no Isser for a Tommy person to be on Harabayas. Right, to be in that area. Both Yisurim only apply to Shechina, meaning inside the Azara. V'lavra lava aseva lo saseh, says the Gemara, that can't be. Imkein nechtov kralo yava al toch. Klamar sheimkein debe machane achas levad yedaber. You don't have to repeat the word machane if it's referring to the same machane. The fact that it says machane twice means, tips us off that it's talking about two machanos. Machane pam acheres, la machane acher ramaz hakasuf. And that is the machane levia, shelo yavo bo kol tamei. A tamei person cannot come in. Bishoshi a mitzvah, the shorish, the message behind the mitzvah, I already wrote earlier in my pirush, says the Sefer Chinuch, so we have to look back, because it's been a while since we saw that. Bishoshi a mitzvah, the Chinuch describes in mitzvah shin samach beis, back in Parshas Naso. Lefi she'inyin atuma yadu alachachamim, she'yad Yachlish koach hanefesh asichlis v'yarbevosa v'yafrid beina v'haskel v'haseichel el yoni hashalem v'tenefredes arasher titar. We don't understand it, but it's some type of metaphysical separation that separates us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Tumah. Death is always a separated with distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Any type of Tumah. Most Tumahs are an outgrowth, something out of death. And if we stay in a state of tumah, we're not allowed to go into the mikdash. We can't eat karbanos v'chulu. Al kain says the chinuch there b'makom hakadosh v'hatahor asher ruach elokim sham. The place that is the most holy in the world ain ra'u lios bo ha'ish hamaluch lach b'tumah. Somebody who is literally sullied with tumah, it's inappropriate for him to be in the palace of the king. Similar to what Mordechai said, ain lavo el shar hamelech. Or what was said about him. Ein lavo al shar ha-melech b'levush sak. Right? You can't go into the melech's palace, but that's the Beis HaMikdash, that is Yerushalayim. That is the mitzvah zaseh of Shiluach Temeim, and of course it applies to the Los Asay as well. If you remember back then, a couple of years ago, whenever we did Mitzvah Shin Samach Beis, we mentioned a thought of the Shlach Kadosh. The Shlach says that even though, yes, on the surface, the Pshuto Shel Psukim refer to the Machanos, the physical, geographical Machanos, but the Shlach Kadosh says maybe it also refers to a person. Every person has three Machanos. The Zohar says, on the pasuk, on our pasuk, v'hoya machanecha kadosh tekoi a ramach ivarim shel haadam binin gufo sheyu kadoshim. What does it mean? We have to keep our bodies holy. V'chein haremez v'mitzvah shiluach tmeim. The shlosha machanos. There are three machanos that we have. We have the machane of our brain, the machane of our heart, and the machane of our body. And each one of them, we have to send out the Temeim, Hamachna Achas HaRosh Shel HaAdam, Shebo HaMoach Shu Shorash HaMachshava. And that we have to send even the slightest Tamei person. Like the Gemara says, Hihuri Avera Kasha Me'Avera. We had that back in Mesechus Yuma, on Daf Chavtes. That even thinking about the Avera is even worse, because there I'm using the highest levels, the highest abilities that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me for something so bad, so evil, so Tamei, impure. So that's the mind, the first Machana has to be out of all tumas. And machane shechina, which is the heart, which is sheni lamoach, v'hu chayas haguf, that gives life to the body. So, sarach li oso, leif tahar v'leif tov, I have to do what I can to keep that pure and keep tuma out of it. And then finally, the machane shlishi, which is the body and the stomach and the physical parts of the body, shumakam ha-maychal, umakam motza'o, the place where food goes in, the place where food goes out. So there, you have to have some tumah. It's not really tumah. You have to have some connection to this world, because obviously you have to be involved in eating. But all of those, says the Shlach Kadosh, one has to be very careful in terms of keeping the tumah out as we know from the literal translation. Vayter dini mitzvah, some of the halachas of the mitzvah, look in the first parak of Maseches Kelim, where says the Sefer HaChinuch is described all the ten different levels of when one is allowed to go into different areas of Yerushalayim. That's the first parak in Kelim, the only parak in the whole Masechta which doesn't talk about Kelim, right? It doesn't talk about Kelim, right? The first parak in Kelim starts off talking about Tumah. The first half of the parak is about the Avos HaTumas, all the different types of the Avos HaTumas, and then the second half of that parak talks about the Eser Kedusha, saying the 10 levels of Kedusha, and then parak Beis, for the next 29 prakim, Maseches Kelim lists off all the different types of Kelim. But in those 10 Kedushos, our mitzvah is there, and starts out from the widest to the most narrow. Eretz Yisrael, Mikudesh has Mikol HaAratzos. Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha. And then, because you bring the Omer and Bikurim from Eretz Yisrael. And then walled cities have Kedusha. Because you send out of walled cities Mitzoraim. The Chassam Sofer, we mentioned in the past, has a tshuva where he talks about why Dafka are walled cities so special. Because those are walled cities and still we'd be able to conquer them when we came into Eretz Yisrael. So those are greater showings of God's might, and that's why they have special Kedusha. So the walled cities. And then we have Yerushalayim, and meaning starting from where? Lefnim Menachoma Mekudesh Mehem, inside the walls of Yerushalayim. And then we have Harabayis Mekudesh Mimenu, today's mitzvah. Harabayis Mekudesh Mimenu. Why? She'ein Zavim V'Zavos Nidos V'Yoldos Nechlasim L'Sham. Right, the people of Tumah Hayotze Migufo can't go in there. The next couple of lines are probably Durabanan, according to most. Hachel Mekudesh Mimenu, the gate that goes around the Azara, is higher because non-Jews and Tmei Mesim cannot go there. That's why the Yavanim, Dafka, pierced that Chel, because they said there's no difference between Jew and non-Jew in terms of the Kedusha. Ezras Yisrael, then the Azara, the Ezras Nashim, a Tfil Yom, can't go in there. Ezras Yisrael, the first 11 Amos in the Azara, Mechusa Kippurim can't go there. Ezras Kohanim, all Yisraelim can't go there unless they have a specific need. Between the Mizbeach and the Ulam, in the Ulam, into the Kodesh Kadashim, the 10 different levels that are mentioned in Maseches Kelim, and Kedusha is reflected by less being allowed inside. The Kodesh Kadashim, the most holy spot that we have, Kedusha always reflects off limits. That's why by marriage, Kiddushin, the woman now becomes married and off limits to everybody else, so didn't do Kedushin. Kedusha is always manifest in guarded and private. The more private, the more holy a place, the more Kedusha there is. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, this mitzvah, today's mitzvah of a tummy person not going to the rabbis, applies. Bizman hazeh. The Noheges mitzvah zu, shaloli kanis tummy, bein zachar, bein nekeva, paharabayis, afilu bizman hazeh. Not going on to Harabayis, in the places where one is not allowed to. Ukinin shamar kasuf. Vahashi mosi es mikdashechem. Vidarshu and chazal darshin and megillah. Kedushasan af aleim afilu kishen shomamin. Even though they are desolate, they are still bikdusha. Right? A big discussion. Bisman hazeh. Some rabbanim go on to Harabayis on the edges where they're sure that they don't run into the problem of this isser. And others say it's too scary. One doesn't play around in terms of going on to Harabayis when you're dealing with this Isser that one is not totally sure about. But the whole assumption of the fact that it might apply today, of course, is the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam Hilchos Beis Abchira, which the Chinuch holds of, Perek Vav, Halacha, Yudalit, Tezvav, Tezayin, the Rambam holds that Kedushas Beis HaMikdash applies Bizman Hazeh in full, says the Rambam. V'lamani Omer, B'mikdash ubi Yerushalayim, she'kedusha rishon u'kedushas en lasa lavo. The first Kedusha, once HaKadosh Baruch Hu resided his presence on the Mikdash, the Magbah Mikdash in Yerushalayim, and never left. The rest of Eretz Yisrael, that Kedusha Rishona, was Batel. And then Kedusha Shnia brought it back. What's the difference? Because the Rambam says the Kedusha of Yerushalayim and of Harabayis, that's all an expansion and an outgrowth of Kedusha Shchina. Lefisha Kedusha's Mikdash Yerushalayim b'nei Shchina v'Shchina in a Betela. Once Hashem rested there, v'ari Omer, v'ashimosi es Mikdash Shechem, v'yamur Chacham, afalpisha shomimin b'kedusha san, hein omtim. So when it comes to Yerushalayim, that Kedusha is an outgrowth of the Kedusha Shchina, that's Shraza Shchina, and that's why it remains forever. But when it comes to the rest of Eretz Yisrael, it's based on kibush or chazaka. The first one was kibush, conquering. That's why when they were conquered themselves, the Kedusha left. only by Kedusha Shnia with Ezra when he came up and sanctified it. So that was through Chazaka, and that is what stays. That was through settlement. That's what stays forever. Not for now. That's a big discussion what the svar for that is. Kibush versus Chazaka. The Kesef Mishnah here just wonders about it. He doesn't give an answer. Many Achronim give an answer, but he just wonders. Eini Odeya, Makoach leChazaka, Godo Mikoach Kibush. Why is the Chazaka greater than Kibush? V'lamalo Nomar beChazaka Gamke. Why don't we say also by settlement? When it's unsettled, when it's taken away from us, Misha Nilka Chaha Ares Miyadenu, Bala Chazaka. What's the difference? Visu, and number two, Barishonish and Iskacha beKibush, V'chilo Hayasham Chazaka, after they conquered the 31 kings. So then they settled it. They had Chazaka there too. Adifa Atu mi adifa chazaka below kibush mi chazaka im kibush v'tzarech li iyun. So this is a big discussion that we've had in the past. Rav Zhulti and the other achronim also pick up on the Ravid, because the Ravid's lashon here, right here, based on Bechira, says if you walk onto our bais today, ein bo kares. So what does that mean? So the Meiri has a lashon in Shvuas Tezvav or Yudala Tezvav where he says, you can walk on our bais today. But the Pashtas Rove assume that the Ravid never meant that. The Ravid says, ain't bo karis, meaning there's no karis today. It's usur. Maybe the full-fledged Isser of Kisa L'Mikdash does not apply today. And the Rav Zhulti has a lumdis in the Torah Sheval Peh from 1968 when all these articles are written. He says maybe there's two types of Kedusha. There's Kedushas Mechitzos and Kedushas Mikdash. And Kedushas Mechitzos is what karis is tali on, and that doesn't apply today. But Kedushas Mikdash is still there. David was Mekadishit even before the Beis HaMikdash existed. So we assume that this Isser applies Bizman Hazeh, and that is why we are careful in terms of going on to Har Habayis. Okay, we'll stop here.